This is the room, the start of it all. You need space to work, room to write. My last room was long enough to pace my thoughts and small enough to heat. My wife and I painted the walls blue to go with the blue carpet and the blue sofa. And we moved in my books and my records, and then I shut the door. Concentration and dedication and frustration. Writing is trying to make sense of the world you've received. Out of everything, time and a space to work in are essential to trying to work it out. Work isn't something you can share. Writing is work, and it isn't ever finished. Alone with cigarettes and scraps of paper from your job that isn't your work, write everything on everything you can. Keep the pages you make in a plastic carrier bag and carry them with you. Everywhere. Apply the words to the melodies you're given. Reading is also work that's never finished. Read alone, since it's work. Reading is a way to open yourself for influences, and so it's important to choose your influences. You're trying to find a clue, trying to find a way to get out of yourself and into everything else. David Bowie was friends with William Burroughs and used cut-ups, which makes it okay. I read Burroughs, Dostoevsky, Gogol, Nietzsche, Eliot, Kafka, Artaud, Sartre, Hess, Moorcock, and Ballard, and stacked the books on the floor beside my drafts. The work was moving words from one stack to another. Most of my books came after I quit school and instead went to bookshops to find new books that few people read and to talk with the few people who read them. Here are the young men, the weight on their shoulders. While the old men were interested in the pornography in the corner. A Ballard book was 50p, while an album was six times that. I could afford to read more than I could listen. I listened to David Bowie and The Doors and Iggy Pop and Velvet Underground and Noy and Can. The machine music of Kraftwerk motivated me. The coldness that some of the work Bowie made with Brian Eno sounded like the future, and I was interested in the future. I leaned these records against my blue walls. But music can be for another space, not just your room, a space packed with people. The Sex Pistols showed us that we could all perform for and with each other. Just like the words of a song aren't your own, as much as words you've been given to describe the world you've been given, a performance is only just you in a vulgar way. Mostly, performing is making a band and generating a crowd you can be with. Often, we began a show with the song Dead Souls. Its 2-minute introduction gave me time to walk the stage, read the audience, find their mood, and find my way into it. Performing isn't sharing, it's joining.